We're here on KSOM, and we're taking a look back at the high school softball season, talking now about the Harlan Cyclones with head coach Brett Cron of Harlan. And, Coach, tough start to the season for your team, but you played some good softball, I think, towards the end, and then bowed out to Atlantic in the first round of the regional playoffs. 7-24 overall record. Your thoughts overall on your team this past season?
The big word that we talked about at the end of the year was growth, especially with a crew that's all coming back next year. We talked a lot about a growth mindset, kind of using that momentum that we had at the end of the year to propel us into the end of the year or into next year. But we grew a lot as a team, as individual players. So that's a big thing that we hung our hat on this year.
So, Coach, this would be the normally time where we talk about graduating seniors, but you didn't have anybody that finished the team as a senior this season. So you're in kind of a good position where everybody is coming back. I mean, how does that feel to have that opportunity to work with pretty much the same group again?
It feels really good. It feels like hopefully we can pick up right where we left off, maybe add a few additions with some incoming eighth graders for the next year. But we told them after the Atlantic game, it's not really a goodbye. It's a see you later. So we're hoping that we can take some big steps here in the offseason to get us ready for next May to come out and make some noise next year.
So let's talk a little bit about the pitching. You use kind of three different pitchers most of the time. You actually use four at one time or another, but three mainly. You know, how do you see the pitching going into next year and what your priorities are in that position?
I think it'll be kind of similar. We'll see where they go. All of them do a lot of off-season work, so we'll kind of see where they all head. But it's been kind of nice having three options to go to in different scenarios against different teams. So hopefully they just continue to make those steps and work on their pitches, because we're hopefully going to use them all coming back, and then have a few more additions at the JV level too. So it's something that we don't necessarily have one dominant. We have a lot of girls that give us a lot of quality innings.
So, I mean, going forward, you don't seem like you don't see anybody kind of taking a step forward, or you hope maybe somebody will take a step forward.
Honestly, I kind of hope they all take a step forward. That's that'd be a lovely problem to have. If they all continue to take those steps moving forward. Cameron Goshorn's our sophomore, and then Lauren and Rebecca are two juniors, so they'll be seniors next year. But really, it'd be a perfect world if we had to make that tough decision of who do we go with, and that would be kind of a good deal if they're all competing in that manner. But it'd be great if they could all kind of make those steps.
What is the ceiling for a player like Taylor Hasey, a freshman who hit .322 this year, four homers? It seems like that's a good hitter to kind of build around.
Yeah. She was our rock there in the middle of the lineup this year. She's got a lot of potential, and she's been hitting the weight room this summer. She's a multi-sport athlete, so she's gonna be pretty active over the offseason. But that's just something that we want to build off of, get her some pieces around her to get some people on base and have her drive her in. It's just a good centerpiece to work around for the future.
Who are some other young players that you might be excited about and seeing, you know, having their numbers and play evolve?
That sophomore class that we had this year, there were quite a few girls that stepped up to play and fill some holes from the year before. But Avery Mann's kind of turned into our two hole. Lauren Schmitz, is a junior, but was our one hole. And those three kind of did a really good job towards the end of the year of getting on base and getting us opportunities to score more runs, which is something we weren't doing at the beginning of the year. And then to go down the line with some others, Aubrey Wagner, she's our trackster. She made state track the last couple of years. So getting her on base is always a great thing, because she can cause some havoc on the base paths. But yeah, there's a lot of other names out there that it's going to be a fun journey to watch these girls grow.
Yeah. I mean, what can you say a little bit more just about how the team evolved, you know, and how they, what they did to, you know, play much better at the end of the season?
The message that me and Coach Hazy kind of preached the entire year was we don't even really look at an entire game. We try to break it down. Sorry. We try to break it down one at bat at a time, one inning at a time, one batter. And they kind of bought into that mantra. This is a group of girls that really, they don't give up. And a lot of teams, I'm sure, in the middle of a long losing stretch would have called it quits, but this is a group that just refused to do that. So it was good to watch over the course of the year.
Yeah. So what is the biggest priority, do you think, for your team here in this offseason?
Just keeping softball on the mind. We told them at the end of the year, play low catch, get some hitting, work on pitching, work on fielding. And we know they have a lot of stuff going on. They're a lot of multi-sport athletes. But just to not forget about it until when we can kick things back off in January with pitchers and catchers and when we can open the cages up in May. So it's just one thing to – we got a good core. We got a good youth coming up. And it's making sure that it's still a priority even in the offseason.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and certainly best of luck along the way, and hopefully more success for your softball team next season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Brett Cronin, coach for Harlan Softball, joining us here on KSOM.